FM，
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There's in every living
creature. 听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read.
欢迎来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天让我们一起来听英国作家玛丽雪莱的一句话，接着来欣赏英国浪漫主义诗人珀西比西雪莱的诗歌 To a Star， 致一颗星。最后为大家选读的是美国著名作家马克吐温的一封书信 To Somebody， 致某人。
More to read.
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote.
Beware, for I am fearless, and therefore powerful. Mary Shelley. 小心。因为我是无所畏惧的，因此我很强大。玛丽·雪莱。我们今天听到的这句话出自英国作家玛丽·雪莱在1818年创作的长篇小说《弗兰肯斯坦》。这部小说的全名是《弗兰肯斯坦：现代普罗米修斯的故事》，其他译名有《科学怪人》《人造人的故事》等。小说的主角弗兰肯斯坦是个热衷于生命起源的生物学家，他怀着犯罪心理频繁出没于藏尸间，尝试用不同尸体的各个部分拼凑成一个巨大人体。当这个怪物终于获得生命，睁开眼睛时，弗兰肯斯坦被他的狰狞面目吓得弃他而逃，他却紧追不舍地向弗兰肯斯坦索要女伴、温暖和友情，接踵而至的更是一系列诡异的悬疑和命案。这部小说语言简洁优美，情节精彩动人。在小说里，作者以三重视角和叙述向读者缓缓道来一个关于科学怪人的故事。通过三个视角，玛丽·雪莱批判了当时社会的人性冷漠和一些弊端。弗兰肯斯坦一经出版就引起了广泛的关注，它被认为是世界上第一部真正的科幻小说，是哥特式小说的典范，作品成为很多戏剧和电影的底本。接着我们再来说一说玛丽·雪莱。这位英国著名的小说家是著名的浪漫主义诗人雪莱的妻子，她出生于1797年，1851年去世。由于创作了《弗兰肯斯坦》而被誉为科幻小说之母，玛丽·雪莱留下了一笔丰厚的文化遗产，包括16本书和专著、多篇短篇小说、散文、论文、游记、诗歌、信件等。其中最具影响力的2本书是《弗兰肯斯坦》和《最后一个人》。而玛丽的另一项贡献就是为亡夫编印遗作。著名诗人雪莱死后留下了不少尚未发表的作品，那首500多行的未完成长诗《生之凯旋》就是一例。1824年玛丽·雪莱出版了《雪莱诗遗作》，1839年又发行了一套《雪莱诗集》。Beware, for I am fearless, and therefore powerful. Mary Shelley. 小心，因为我是无所畏惧的，因此我很强大。玛丽·雪莱。您正在收听的是轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 下面让我们一起走进诗歌的世界。
More to Read，
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味
Poem of the Day。
Star, Percy Bysshe Shelley. Sweet star, which, gleaming o'er the darksome scene, through fleecy clouds of silvery radiance fliest, spanglet of light on evening's shadowy veil, which shrouds the day beam from the waveless lake, lighting the hour of sacred love more sweet than the expiring morn star's paly fires. Sweet star, when wearied nature sinks to sleep and all is hushed, all save the voice of love, whose broken murmurings swell the balmy blast of soft Favonius, which at intervals sighs in the ear of stillness, art thou aught but lulling the slaves of interest to repose with that mild pitying gaze? Oh, I would look in thy dear beam till every bond of sense became enamoured.
是一颗星，雪莱。可爱的星啊，你高高的照临黑嘘嘘的大地，在那银灰四射的朵朵青云中飞驰。夜的面纱给微波不兴的湖面挡住阳光，你坠于它朦胧面纱上的那璀璨的钻石，照亮了神圣的爱的时刻。你的光芒多么可爱，胜过转瞬即逝的晨星的惨白光辉。可爱的星啊，当疲惫的大自然沉沉入睡，万籁俱寂，除了那爱情的声息，它还发出断断续续的喃喃低语，随着温柔的法弗尼阿芬芳的气息飘荡，向寂静的耳畔轻轻叹息。星星啊，难道你就不能用你柔和而怜悯的眼光催那些逐利的奴才安息啊？我愿守望着你，让我在你可爱的光芒下整个儿沉醉。
我们刚才听到的这首诗歌 To a Star， 致一颗星，出自英国著名浪漫主义诗人珀西·比西·雪莱，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由南海之声的主持人周薇为您朗诵，由杨希玲翻译。珀西·比西·雪莱出生于1793年，1822年去世，英国抒情诗人，被誉为诗人中的诗人，在其创作的诗歌中，属《西风颂》最广为人知，那句“冬天来了，春天还会远吗？”不知曾激励过多少人。雪莱不仅是一个诗人，他还是一个斗士，为了追求自由和真理，他倾尽一生。他曾公然反抗在伊顿公学受到的虐待而被驱逐，曾由于散发无神论的必然而被牛津大学开除，曾为了爱尔兰民族独立运动而慷慨激昂，也曾为了爱情两次私奔。雪莱的诗歌清新俊逸，节奏明快，隽永耐读。表面看来，雪莱的诗都笼罩着一层消极的情绪，但细细品读之后，却能发现其消极背后所隐藏的积极向上的心态。
To a Star, Percy Bysshe Shelley. Sweet star, which, gleaming o'er the darksome scene, through fleecy clouds of silvery radiance fliest, spanglet of light on evening's shadowy veil, which shrouds the daybeam from the waveless lake, lighting the hour of sacred love more sweet than the expiring morn star's paly fires. Sweet star, when wearied nature sinks to sleep and all is hushed, all save the voice of love, whose broken murmurings swell the balmy blast of soft Favonius, which at intervals sighs in the ear of stillness, art thou aught but lulling the slaves of interest to repose with that mild pitying gaze? Oh, I would look in thy dear beam till every bond of sense became enamored.
More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
欢迎您继续收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to read. 我是沈听。下面让我们一起来感受 Beauty of words.马克·吐温，原名萨缪尔·兰亨·克莱门，美国作家、演说家。马克·吐温是他的笔名，原是密西西比河水手使用的表示在航道上所测水的深度的术语。12岁时，马克·吐温的父亲去世，他只好停学到工厂当小工，曾做过密西西比河的领航员、矿工及新闻记者工作，渐渐地写作一些有趣的小说，开始了自己的写作生涯。其代表作品有小说《百万英镑》《哈克贝利·费恩历险记》《汤姆·索亚历险记》等。从风格上说，幽默和讽刺是他的写作特点。他经历了美国从初期资本主义到帝国主义的发展过程，其思想和创作也表现为从轻快调笑到辛辣讽刺，再到悲观厌世的发展阶段。前期以辛辣的讽刺见长，到了后期语言则更为暴露激烈。我们接下来要读到的是马克·吐温的一封书信，收信人不得而知。信中叙述了马克·吐温的一些个人经历，字里行间都透出作者语带讽刺和幽默的特点。好，下面呢，就让我们一起来读一下这封书信的节选片段。英文版本由我的同事天宇为您朗读，中文版本由刘一南翻译。
To Somebody by Mark Twain.
致某人，马克·吐温。
I confine myself to life with which I am familiar when pretending to portray life. But I confine myself to the boy life out on the Mississippi because that had a peculiar charm for me, and not because I was not familiar with other faces of life. I was a soldier.2 weeks, once in the beginning of the war, and was haunted like a rat the whole time. Familiar? My splendid Kipling himself hasn't a more burnting, hard-baked, and unforgettable familiarity with that death on the pale horse with hail following after, which is a raw soldier's first fortnight in the field, and which...without any doubt, is the most tremendous fortnight and the vividest he's ever going to see.
我把自己封闭在自己熟悉的生活当中，同时又假装对生活进行描绘。但我是把自己封闭在密西西比河上的孩提时代，因为那时的生活对我具有一种特殊的魅力，而不是因为我对生活的其他方面不够熟悉。战争刚开始的时候，我当过2个星期的兵，天天都像耗子一样被追得窜来窜去。是不是很熟悉？连伟大的吉卜林也不见得比我更加熟悉这样的经历。骑在一匹累得气喘吁吁的马上逃命，被追兵追赶得狼狈至极。 那些情景真是铭心刻骨，永难磨灭。这就是一个新兵在战场上的14个昼夜，这14个昼夜无疑是他记忆中最为恐怖的日子。再没有什么会比那段经历更加深刻地烙在他的脑海中了。
Yes, and I have shoveled silver tailings in a coarse mill a couple of weeks, and acquired the last possibilities of culture in that direction. And I've done pocket mining during 3 months in the one little patch of ground in the whole globe where nature conceals gold in pockets.Or did, before we robbed all of those pockets and exhausted, obliterated, annihilated the most curious freak nature ever indulged in. There are not 30 men left alive who, being told there was a pocket hidden on the broad slope of a mountain, would know how to go and find it, or have even the faintest idea of how to set about it. But I am one of the possible 20 or 30 who possess the secret.And I could go and put my hand on that hidden treasure with a most deadly precision.
没错，我还曾在一家石英砂厂里挖了几个星期银屑，很可能是最后一批接触陶银文化的人之一。在地球的某一小块土地上，我花了3个月来掏口袋，寻找大自然藏在口袋里的黄金。或者说，大自然在我们掏空它的所有口袋，并将它心爱的种种最为稀奇古怪的植物残杀殆尽之前，曾经藏在口袋里的黄金。我们这批人只要听说某座大山的大斜坡上藏着一个矿穴，就知道怎样找到它，甚至连应当如何开采都略知一二。这批人现在活着的还不到30个。而我就是掌握这一秘诀的20-30个人中的一员，我可以极其准确地指出宝藏的所在之处。
And I've been a prospector and know Payrock from poor when I find it, just with a touch of the tongue. And I've been a silver miner and know how to dig and shovel and drill and put in a blast.And so I know the mines and the miners interiorly, as well as Bret Hart knows them exteriorly.
我也采过石矿，看到一块石头就知道有没有开采价值，用舌头一舔便知。我还采过银矿，知道怎么挖、怎么铲、怎么钻、怎么爆破。所以，我确确实实了解矿山和矿工，而布雷特·哈特对这些只有表面上的了解。
And I was a newspaper reporter 4 years in cities, and so saw the inside of many things, and was reporter in the legislature 2 sessions, and the same in Congress 1 session, and thus learned to know personally 3 sample bodies of the smallest minds and the selfishest souls and the cowardliest hearts that God makes.
后来我在城里当了4年新闻记者，所以了解许多事情的内幕。我还当过2届立法机构和1届国会的采访记者，亲身了解过3类具有典型性的性格，即上帝所造出的最狭隘的思想、最自私的灵魂和最怯懦的内心。
I was some years a Mississippi pilot and familiarly knew all the different kinds of steamboatmen, a race apart and not like other folk.
我还在密西西比河上当过几年导航员，对各种类型的蒸汽船船员都很熟悉，他们是与其他人完全不同的一类人。
And I was for some years a traveling dirt printer and wandered from city to city, and so I know that sect familiarly.
我还当过几年流动日报印刷商，辗转于城市之间，所以我对这个行当也很熟悉。
And I was a lecturer on the public platform a number of seasons, and was responder to toasts at all the different kinds of banquets. And so I know a great many secrets about audiences. Secrets not to be got out of books, but only acquirable by experience.
我还在公共讲坛上演讲过一段时间， 在不同的宴会上接受过别人的祝酒，因此我熟知许多和听众有关的秘密。这些秘密是无法从书本中学到的，只有通过实践才能学到。
And I watched over one dear project of mine for years, spent a fortune on it, and failed to make it go. And the history of that would make a large book, in which a million men would see themselves as in a mirror, and they would testify and say, verily, this is not imagination. This fellow has been there. And after would cast dust upon their heads, cursing and blaspheming.
我曾致力于一项昂贵的工程数年之久，为它投入了一大笔钱，结果却没能运作起来。这段历史可以写成一本厚厚的书，成千上万的人都会在书中找到自己的影子。他们会证明说，这不是想象出来的，事实确实是这样啊，这个家伙到那里去过。然后他们就会把尘土撒在自己的头上，不停地诅咒和辱骂。
And I'm a publisher, and did pay to one author's widow, General Grant, the largest copyright checks this world had seen, aggregating more than £80,000 in the first year.
我现在是个出版商，曾给一位作家格兰特将军的遗孀签过几张世界上金额最大的版权费支票，第一年支付的金额计达8万英镑以上。
And I've been an author for 20 years, and an ass for 55.
我还写了20年的书，在这世界上混了55年。
Now then, as the most valuable capital or culture or education usable in the building of novels is personal experience,I ought to be well-equipped for that trade.
现在我要说，要写小说，最有价值的资本、文化或教育，就是个人的经历。就此而言，我是最适合干这个行当的。
I surely have the equipment, a wide culture, and all of it real, none of it artificial. For I don't know anything about books.
我当然具备这方面的条件和广泛的文化基础，而且这些都是真实的，没有一点编造的成分，因为我对书本一窍不通。
To Somebody by Mark Twain. I confine myself to life, with which I am familiar when pretending to portray life.But I confined myself to the boy life out on the Mississippi, because that had a peculiar charm for me, and not because I was not familiar with other phases of life. I was a soldier, 2 weeks, once in the beginning of the war, and was haunted like a rat the whole time. Familiar? My splendid Kipling himself hasn't a more burnting, hard-baked, and unforgettable familiarity with that death on the pale horse with hail following after, which is a raw soldier's first fortnight in the field, and which, without any doubt, is the most tremendous fortnight and the vividest he's ever going to see. Yes, and I have shoveled silver tailings in a coarse mill a couple of weeks,and acquired the last possibilities of culture in that direction. And I've done pocket mining during 3 months in the one little patch of ground in the whole globe where nature conceals gold in pockets, or did before we robbed all of those pockets and exhausted, obliterated, annihilated the most curious freak nature ever indulged in. There are not 30 men left alive,who being told there was a pocket hidden on the broad slope of a mountain would know how to go and find it, or have even the faintest idea of how to set about it. But I am one of the possible 20 or 30 who possess the secret, and I could go and put my hand on that hidden treasure with a most deadly precision. And I've been a prospector and know payrock from poor when I find it, just...with a touch of the tongue. And I've been a silver miner, and know how to dig and shovel and drill and put in a blast. And so I know the mines and the miners interiorly, as well as Bret Hart knows them exteriorly. And I was a newspaper reporter 4 years in cities, and so saw the inside of many things, and was reporter in legislature 2 sessions and the same in Congress 1 session.And thus learn to know personally 3 sample bodies of the smallest minds and the selfishest souls and the cowardliest hearts that God makes. I was some years a Mississippi pilot and familiarly knew all the different kinds of steamboatmen, a race apart and not like other folk. And I was for some years a traveling juror printer and wandered from city to city.And so I know that sect familiarly. And I was a lecturer on the public platform a number of seasons, and was responder to toasts at all the different kinds of banquets. And so I know a great many secrets about audiences, secrets not to be got out of books, but only acquirable by experience. And I watched over 1 dear project of mine for years, spent a fortune on it,and failed to make it go. And the history of that would make a large book in which 1,000,000 men would see themselves as in a mirror, and they would testify and say, verily, this is not imagination. This fellow has been there. And after would cast dust upon their heads, cursing and blaspheming. And I'm a publisher,and did pay to 1 author's widow, General Grant, the largest copyright checks this world had seen, aggregating more than £80,000 in the first year. And I've been an author for 20 years, and an ass for 55. Now then, as the most valuable capital or culture or education usable in the building of novels is personal experience...I ought to be well equipped for that trade. I surely have the equipment, a wide culture, and all of it real, none of it artificial. For I don't know anything about books.
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。